FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, BetOnline.ag, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Now, regret won't waste my life again. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. We're going to look back at how we did in St. Louis and look ahead to Foxborough. Regular event this weekend. No Triple Crown. So lots to get into, and I don't even remember how I did in St. Louis. We'll have to see. But thank you to the folks at 100%. Pulp 30 is the code to save. San Diego-based company, of course. They're involved in MLB, MotoGP, so much stuff, and motocross and supercross as well with Jet Lawrence, 100% guys and more. So thank you to the guys at 100%. The code is PULP30 to save. And if you use that code, you can save on anything across the board. So use that code, mountain bike stuff, casual wear. I love the socks, by the way, really good socks. Thank you to the folks at 100% for coming on board this podcast. Motorsport.com, we'll tell you about later. And as well, Fly Racing, 25 years of Fly, man. Check out the Formula helmet. Check out their Evo gear. Love it. Love the folks at Fly Racing. Get at your local dealer or motorsport.com. We'll tell you about motorsport.com later on. But also, betonline.ag. The odds are going to be up Thursday, April 11th, Thursday morning, for Foxborough. They've been in our sport for 2 or 3 weeks now. And if you look at Eli Tomac and you look at Cooper Webb, they've won the two races, and they've paid some money. So I know Jet's the favorite, but check out betonline.ag for more information. They've been in business for over 20 years. We'll talk more about them later on in the show. But, yeah, appreciate them coming on as well. Place to real win some serious money when it comes to supercross and motocross. All right, let's get the experts on the line and look at back how we did in St. Louis and look ahead to Foxborough. Thank you to Yamaha. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you, people, for playing PulpMXFantasy.com. Away we go. All right, everybody, let's bring the experts in, like I said off the top, to talk about Pulp Fantasy for this weekend in Foxborough. And we're back to a regular schedule, of course, in a regular format. We will review how we did in St. Louis and look ahead to Foxborough this weekend. From Fly Racing, flyracing.com, it's Jason Thomas.
What's happening? I am actually in Boston already, so you suckers try to catch up with me. I'm already posted up.
Can you answer me a question that Pookie and I were arguing about yesterday? Clam chowder from Boston is red and not white?
I only have the white. With my diet, I don't have either, but I only like the white.
But is it only red in Boston?
I don't know that, but I do know that on Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the correct answer is white.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you get in the secret bar. You're right.
Right.
Yeah, why is it red?
It's just a different sauce. Like, the base is different.
I've never had a red clam chowder. I couldn't answer this.
It's like more of a tomato base versus a cream base.
Listen, Pookie's going this weekend, and she likes clam chowder, but she only wants white clam chowder. And
what you're gonna get here. Like, it's you're getting white clam chowder in this place.
She says it's red.
A baseball game and throw pitches.
Okay. All right. I am planning on going to their Sox game.
Stand by. I will have you an answer shortly.
Hold on. All right. From Get and Athena, it's Dan Truman.
Can we go to a baseball game and throw pitches?
I might go tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going Friday if it doesn't rain, but it's supposed to rain. Like, high chance. Yeah.
New England clam chowder is white. Manhattan is red, and we're not in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Suck it, Pookie.
Yep. From Renthal, Paul Parabinos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
All I got for you.
Jackson Bennett jersey up for grabs for this winners for this weekend's winner. By the way, JT, like I said, 90% chance we're in on Friday, but Saturday's supposed to be all right weather-wise.
Yeah, it's just gonna be cold. I think we'll dodge the rain, but it's gonna be a nippy New England Supercross, that's for sure.
Okay, let's look back at how we did in St. Louis Triple Crown, of course. So 8 is great. Dan won again. I think Dan, you didn't win last race, but you've won a lot of these last few ones. And you won 224. The mulligan was 220. Paul, 204. I had 197. Roto, 192. Mark's 190. And JT, poor round, 172 for you.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Go easy. We'll get into that.
Okay, sounds good. 264, high score. 92% of people at 8 in the main, because it was a triple crown. 66% of people picking FFL in 250s. 82% got it right with Levi Kitchen getting all three. And 67% of 450 guys picked – somebody picked in 450s. Only 1.3% got it right. It was Tomac. It was Justin Cooper. And it was Hunter Lawrence. I had Jet, like everybody, I bet. Okay.
Jet blew it. Let's be real. Yeah, Jet blew it. He had that one and just absolutely pooped the bed.
250s, Talon Hawkins, 44. Ryder D, 34. Nate Thrasher, 32. Max Miller, 32. Simonson, 32. Hunter, 28. Hunter Yoder, 28. The pick trends were Max Miller, 49% pick trend. Then it was Ryder D, then RJ, and then Mumford. I myself went Max Miller. He was an 11. He got in there, obviously, and he rode pretty well. That third one went terribly for him, but he would have done even better. Really terrible third one for him. But I had Max Miller. I had Levi Kitchen maxed out for that. I had a Phil Nicoletti, who unfortunately had a bike issue the first time up. And then my other one was Michael Mosman, who, yeah, rough night for Mosman. I skipped him in Seattle. Picked him this weekend. He looked great. Minus one and 3 points. 24% pick trend on Mosman. And, yeah, really let me down there. What'd you do? How'd you do, Paul?
Yeah, like you, Steve, I got Mosamond. I wish I would have had him in Seattle now. But, yeah.
Hold on. I have a question. I have a question for you guys. I'm sorry to step on you, Paul. Did you guys see him nearly kill himself in qualifying practice?
Well, he actually went down.
I saw a proper crash in qualifying practice. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to make sure you guys saw it. That's why I didn't pick him. So I'm not saying I got last. Okay, I'm not smart at all. Yeah. I'm just saying that's why I didn't pick him. I just wanted to know if you guys saw it or not.
I was
what you thought about it.
I was told he was fine.
Yeah, I saw the crash, but I mean, he crashes a lot.
Okay, I'm not judging. I'm just asking if you guys had seen that
He was fine though. He crashed again in the.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, I don't like picking him anyway because this is what he does. But once I saw that, I was like, no, I'm good. I'll pass.
All right, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. He is. This is what he does apparently, and he did it on my team this weekend, so that was shit. I think Dan and I were on the same All-Star and we went Carson Mumford, but apparently he just goes fast in practice and in Seattle main events. And then after that, not so much. So
qualified
I was kind of bummed.
Yeah, qualified third
quickest, so that's why I think he was on my team again. You know, I had him on my team, I think, following the podcast because he had to get top eight and he was just coming off of a fifth. So I left three on the board there, but granted, I don't think I could have picked Kitchen. And I probably wasn't picking Jordan, so maybe I did okay there. And then after that, I went Nate Thrasher and Max Miller. I mean, I don't have much to say except I like picking Max Miller when I know he's in the long races, so that's why I took him. It's obviously hard to get him into the main event. It seems in a traditional format, so that's risky, so I like taking the risky guy when there's a lot of upside and he has a high handicap and you know he's going to be in there. I did get FFL correct, so... really, Mosman was the poor spot on my team.
Dan?
Yeah, pretty similar to Paul. I went with Max Miller. I couldn't pick Ryder D, who got 34 points, but I could pick Talon Hawkins, and he was on my team all week. I talked about him on the pod last week, and I ended up switching him out for Garen Stapleton at the end, which it wasn't a terrible switch. I mean, it was a lot of points, but at an 11, I thought Garen was going to be good. Only got 28 points, but it was still okay. Hawkins had that risk to reward kind of factor. He did way better than I thought he was going to do. I didn't think he'd get 10th. But Max Miller, Garen Stapleton, and then I had Devin Simonson. Wasn't a very high pick trend, only 13%, but he was pretty fast all day. And I thought at an 8, there was some value there. So 32 points there. Like Paul, I went with Mumford, all-star. I mean, I couldn't pick Kitchen. Probably wasn't going to pick Jordan after his crash in Seattle. So really, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And then I had Kitchen FFL.
All right, JT.
My team sucked. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was really like a one breakdown on both teams. But on this particular one, I had Ryder D. He did okay. If he had not crashed, in one of the main events that had been much better. He ran into the back of someone right after the first triple. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah, on that left, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had Stapleton, which was okay, but it was simply, I don't think he's going to get last pick. I had RJ and was all right. I thought he would be better. I mean, this is a race he excelled at. He was fastest in practice, so fourth overall was not what I was looking for, to be fair. And then the real letdown was Lex Turner. I thought he would be pretty good. I don't know if he got hurt or what happened, to be fair, but he got last, and I know that was not what I was hoping for. So that was really my breakdown, only getting me 9 points.
All right, 450s. It was Hunter Lawrence, 40 points. McElrath, 36. Barcia, 34. Chiz, 32. Justin Hill made his return, 32 as well. Pick trend, 63% Justin Hill. So that's high. I mean, he hasn't been racing much. But even when he was healthy early in the year, he didn't really crush it. So I thought that's really high. Maybe that's a little bit of a name factor for people to see.
I think it was qualifying time, too. He qualified 12th.
Yeah, but – yeah, true. Then it was Freddie Norn, 39%. Cade, 26%. Ken Roczen. Me, myself, I did not have any of the top seven picks. I did have Colt Nichols, got in. He was 30 points. Kay Clayson, 26 points. Got double, but barely. My all-star was Tomac. Pretty good at that race. Not bad. And then I had Freddie Norn at a 24 points. So Nichols, Cade, and Freddie Norn just were sort of average scores. I don't think I could pick Barcia. I don't think I could pick Hunter Lawrence, but I overlooked McElrath, definitely overlooked Justin Hill, Chiz as well, all of that. Paul?
Yeah, well, I want to say I could have picked Hunter, McElrath, Barcia, and Chisholm, and I didn't pick any of them, so I'm pretty shit at this game is what that says. But I did have Justin Hill. Like I mentioned, he qualified 12th. He was an 11. I mean, I'm putting him on my team at that point in a triple crown. After that, next guy on my team was Cade Clayson. I thought he could be a little bit better. And I honestly, he just got really screwed in the overall, right? Didn't he finish ahead of 20 every single time and end up 20th overall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of unlucky. After that, I went Eli Tomac. Thought that was an easy all-star pick, and obviously he did well. And then Freddie Norn was an 11. He got 21st, so he did get double barely, but that was my other guy. So, yeah, just kind of average, and I got the FFL wrong with Jet, and I was talking about this on the pod. I don't know what it is about Jet and Triple Crowns, but I'm done going to FFL with him on Triple Crowns. I don't know what it is, but I don't think I've ever gotten one off of a Triple Crown from him. Can't recall.
Okay, Dan?
Yeah, JT said he should have had one, but maybe race two. Justin Cooper got it, but he was never really. I mean, he wasn't in the front in any of them races.
I thought he had one and got passed in the. He like made a pass and then got passed back in the first rhythm by Cooper or okay.
Not this weekend. I had Justin Hill, like Paul, he qualified well and had an 11. Obviously, we have a little insight there with that team. I thought he'd be okay. At 32 points is great. I was never really picking McElrath or Barcia. Just didn't see the value there with the higher handicaps. And then, like you, Steve, I went Cade and Benny got way better points, 4 or 5 more points. And then I went Justin Cooper as my all-star. Unfortunately, he had that one tip over, but at a 6, I thought he had value there. Good starter. I just thought triple crowns were kind of his thing, and it didn't really work out. Left 5 points there, and then I had Jet FFL also. Got that wrong.
All right, JT, who'd you have?
I mean, it was very similar story to the first one. I had Justin Hill, who was okay. I mean, 63% picturing. Good lord, everybody picked him right. I bet like at an 11, you know what he's capable of. I get it. I had Cade. And similar story, I went 311s, if you haven't noticed a pattern here. But I went Cade and I went Freddie Norn. And none of them were like hero picks. They were just because they were 11s. And then my breakdown, similar to the Lux Turner thing, was Roczen. And, Roxon's normally rock solid, as his name would indicate. But, I mean, this wasn't his fault. You know, the mechanical failure killed me in race two. So, yeah, 13 points, not going to get it done. So it was really just a one rider in each class type thing that hurt me. And then I missed on both FFLs. So it was a rough go, not going to lie.
His mechanic was in the first race, but then the second race, he was on his backup bike, and he rode around because he wasn't used to it, and then he passed six guys. So it was really weird. But yeah, not Roczen's results when you break down Triple Crowns are really not as average, which is really weird.
Those weren't. I'm not putting any blame on him for that. Yeah. I mean, it sucks for my team, but yeah. I'm not going to blame him for that.
All right, everybody. Again, 100% Fly Racing, motorsport.com, and Bet Online, all on board with us, of course. You don't even got to be that good to win something from us. We do a $25 motorsport.com gift card. And Hot Wheels 772 wins that. And we do a R Jerky prize package, thanks to the boys at R Jerky. It is TD Scary Casey. No, TDS Casey. That's it. TDS Casey. Thank you. We'll be in touch. And then GrillYourAssOff.com. Great seasoning. Love these guys. Craig 100 wins that. So thanks for signing up for the Championship League, everybody. And we appreciate that. And we'll be in touch to get you the prizes. This weekend, outdoor race, Foxborough, like JT said, weather should be cold, but should be okay. We're going to probably have a soft track. I want to thank the guys at BetOnline, betonline.ag. They partnered up with us a couple weeks ago, and they offer betting lines on Supercross and Motocross. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they got winners. They got top threes, top fives. Going to have whole shots in the future as well. There's some more lines, I think, as it comes out. And we've been sharing these odds on our podcast each week and talking about them. And we've gotten some people DMing us and tweeting us and Instagramming replies that they're winning with some of these winners, some of these unlikely winners lately, which is awesome to see. And check out betonline.ag, and you can go right through our link on pulpmexfantasy.com, and that takes you right to it instead of figuring around on their website and looking for a guy. But JT, as we do this, the odds aren't posted for Foxborough. We had to do this a little bit early, but you brought up a good point, JT. The guys, there's been some value here with these winners.
Yeah, I mean, when you're only betting on the winner, it's you need some luck along with your skill. And I personally thought that the best bets both weekends were Jet, so I would be out my money. But you know, with Webb and Tomac winning, both of them closed over plus 500, right? So for those that are new to this, that's over five times your money. I think maybe Eli closed at plus 500 even, but you're talking about five times your money on a guy who, if you were listening or paying attention, maybe you went to our St. Louis live show on Friday night. I was singing the praises of Tomac after Friday. I watched him ride Friday. I don't usually go to those. And I was just like, holy cow, this guy's ripping, right? And yes, okay, he hadn't won a race all year, but there was something different going on with him on Friday. And obviously his 1-1-1 scores on Saturday, you know, I know there was a penalty. I know there was a crash for Jet, but whatever, that's what the results say. It was different for him. Now, I don't know if that's a one-off. I don't know anything. But point being, how to complete the circle here is that there's a lot of value on some of these guys who haven't been winning. So if you want to take a flyer on a guy like Sexton or Webb or Tomac, they are incentivizing you to do so. Jet is smart money, in my opinion. But, man, some of these guys, if you sprinkled a little bit here and there, you could still come out ahead, right? You sprinkle some money on Tomac, Webb, Sexton, all plus 500, plus 400, whatever, you're probably going to come out ahead. Now, watch Jet go out and dominate, and I'll look stupid. But I think there are ways to kind of game this a little bit and improve your odds. So you don't have to just be like, well, I'm going to bet on this guy. If he doesn't win, I lose. You can hedge your bets a little bit by taking a flyer on some higher percentage odds here.
I'm sure, Dan, Bet Online, they came in just a few weeks ago, and they've got paying out Webb and they're paying out Tomac.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some tweets and people tweeted us, and you know, but they're always gonna, you know, there was money on Jet too, I'm sure. You know, I bet on Jet a couple times already, and yeah, he hasn't won either of them. So yeah, I mean, like JT said, I think if you want to make a little bit of money, you can sprinkle a little bit on Eli, Coop, or whatever, and then, you know, and Jet, and one of those three, I think. Chase has been really good, too. So I think those four have kind of stepped ahead of everybody else, for sure.
What do you think? Like, again, the odds aren't up, but Jet hasn't won in two races. He's still been the fastest guy to me, and there's still been these circumstances to me that, you know, he should have won, let's say. But now that he hasn't won two in a row, JT, I wonder if Jet might be decent money.
If he's if he has a plus two in front of it, slap it.
Yeah, I mean, hammer it.
Slap that thing.
Do you think it will?
I think it'll be plus 175, 180 for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, as it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guys, like, you know better than me, but as people hammer those better odds for Jet, they will change the wrong way, right? So yeah. If you see him at a high odd, put your bet in immediately.
Yeah, so and like if this was football betting, right, and that's where I unfortunately learned all this and very expensively. Lines come out on Sunday night, and smart money, depending on what their angle is, if they think that there's going to be a line and everyone's going to be on it, but that's what they want, they go right in at Sunday night, right? But if there's something they want to fade, say they want they have some intel or something on like in this scenario, say like. Yeah, Tomac's healthy again and things are different. They would maybe wait. If everybody's going to hammer Jet, they would wait for the odds makers to want – they want money on these guys, right? They want to limit their exposure on a particular guy. So they're going to incentivize you. So they would wait, right? And you could – if you say you want to chase Sexton, I think is probably the best example. Sexton hasn't been doing very well. He didn't have a good St. Louis. He's going to have really high odds, and you could wait and maybe get the best odds late. On Saturday. So just a little bit of strategy there. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys are, they operate bets for every sport. So it's run off algorithms. They're moving money around. Money is coming in, is dictating what the odds will fluctuate to, like Paul said. So just, you know, you don't have to go in right away. You could wait and see if the odds get a little bit better in your favor. And if not, you could always come back to it a little bit later and see if, and still get the bet you want.
Yeah.
They do close the odds a little early though. It's not open until like the main event of the heat race. So, I mean,
yeah. So
JP is right, but they do have to close it a little bit early just because of the way their systems work and time zones and all that stuff.
I've been working with them a little bit on this behind the scenes. I've been supplying the schedule for them and trying to work through. They had a fear that qualifying times would really affect the data and the betting. And I said, you know, I had to explain to them, it basically means nothing. It's gate pick in a heat race, which has really nothing to do with anything. So for them to cut the lines off way too early because of time qualifying doesn't make it really any sense. So watch for that to push later and later. They want to run it up till the heat races like we do for Pulp Fantasy. So that's going to be a work in progress, but I think we're getting closer to where they're going to run it all the way up to the last second.
All right, so there you go. BetOnline.ag. If Jets got a two,
hammer it.
Which they may be out by the time you listen to this. They're trying to do Wednesday afternoons, I believe. So it's when we're recording this right now. So keep an eye on that. Thanks to the guys at BetOnline. And, of course, Motorsport.com. Go through the banner on PulpMX.com to help us out. OEM and aftermarket parts, whether it's Get, whether it's Renthal, whether it's Fly, whether it's 100%. They can do all of that and give you great prices and free shipping over $79 and a dedicated team of gearheads there to help you out. The best place to online order in the industry, motorsport.com. Thank you to those guys for coming on. We told you about Fly and 100% off the top as well. So thanks to those guys. Okay, let's get going. Some picks for Foxborough. Weather track should be soft. Weather should be cold. 250 East is back after a couple of weeks of the West guys. So let's start with 250s, shall we, Paul? Let's go All-Stars. Let's throw it around. McAdoo's got the points lead, and Hayden Deegan's a three, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I have Hayden Deegan right now. I think he's going to come back and be a little bit better than he was. He's had some time to reflect and ride more and all kinds of things, right? So I think he's going to – I think at a three, that's a great pick. I look for him to be on the podium. I still think Tom Vial and McAdoo are also on the podium, but they're both ones. So they need to go 1-2 to max out. But Deegan could get in there and upset that. So I think the smart move is Deegan this weekend, yeah, at a three.
I also don't mind Anstey, JT, just because of the terrible luck.
No. But here's why I don't like Anstey,
okay.
Steve.
Yeah, right. No way, Steve.
Yeah, next week is an East-West race, and only the top four in points will be All-Stars. So Anstey will be available for double points next week, and he'll make the main event at an East-West race.
Yes, very smart.
And I also don't trust anything that's been happening over there.
Yeah.
It has been a complete meltdown situation. That doesn't mean he can't do well, but it has not been going well.
Paul, the same reason why, I mean, you have Hymus selected, and I think Hymus could score a lot of points this week, but Hymus is going to make the main event at the East-West shootout and also could get a lot of points. His handicap will go up, being an East-West race. He could be like a three next week, depending on how he does.
you know, and I think there would be a lot of value at an East-West race because it's harder to get guys in the main event at those races. So
yeah, Dan makes a huge point. I mean, I have some guys on my team right now because we'll start to dissect this, but I think there's like low value guaranteed main event guys, and then there's like really high risk to not make the main event higher handicap guys, and honestly, there's not much in between. So like on a Wednesday, yes, I like Chance Hymus, but Dan brings up a phenomenal point that I think everyone definitely needs to consider.
Like if you're in the front, like to win the bike, I pass on Hymus just because I know I can get him next week and he's not going to be top four in points. Even if he wins Foxborough, his handicap would probably go to a zero in an East-West race. I mean, give or take, obviously. But I agree with you, Paul. I think there's high handicaps like Michael Hicks, right? He's coming off Arena Cross, or Jeremy Han, Hardy Munoz. Well, you're not going to pick those guys next week in Nashville, right? You're never going to pick them in an East-West race. So if they qualify well and they have good heat races, you could take, you know, go for a flyer with one of those guys is kind of my theory on this week.
I mean, I still like Max to get seventh or better without the Triple Crown knowledge, though. That's a great point, Dan.
East-West race, you mean, next
east,
week.
Sorry,
yeah,
east
of course.
West, sorry.
I think he gets 25 points, which is fine. But I also think that if you're going to do that, then you would pick, I mean, you could pick Cody Shock or Hammaker at a four or any of those guys, too. Pierce Brown at a three. I mean, I think All-Stars is easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of is. This class is honestly kind of predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, I went and looked through the points a lot. There's about 12 guys that have made all the main events, and then it's a crapshoot after that. So, like, that's all your value, right? Like, handicaps are to get a guy in the top 10. So we're talking the Nick Romano, Chance Hymus, you know, those 2-3 range guys, and they'll be in the main event. But there's just not a lot of value after that because they also aren't likely going to get into the top 5 because that's very solid in this class too.
All right. So, JT, are All-Stars easy then for you?
Yeah, I think there's a ton to choose from here. I have Tomac. I'm sorry.
This is 250.
I was looking at my 450 picks. I'm sorry. Yeah, Deegan's easy button for me. I wouldn't even think twice.
Okay, Dan, non-All-Stars. Henry Miller and Welton are threes and fours, but that's right around where they've been finishing. Kind of, Paul, I think you made the point. It seems like there's low-point guys for non-All-Stars and then little sendy, risky guys. No in between.
Yeah. I mean, how do you, I mean, Marsh, I mean, how do you, or Henry Miller, like, yeah, but what, I mean, are they going to get fifth or sixth? Probably not. Right. Unless everything goes right. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to get more, 8 to 12, which isn't a ton of value. Somebody like Romano could get in there and get like a fifth or sixth. I think obviously just like Deegan, he's had more time on the bike. He's riding good and things like that. So I don't hate the Romano pick. But I look a little bit deeper. Like I said, Jeremy Han, Hardy, Gage Linville's made every main event this year out of the heat races. Hasn't ridden an LCQ yet, and he's a 10. Like he's been getting better.
Just didn't ride just not the Triple Crown is all. But yeah, you're correct, Dan. And he's been decent in the main event. 17, 15, 18, 16.
Yeah,
not wasn't there in Indy, but yeah, that's a good pick. Again, he seems to find his way into the mains, and that's somebody that you want to take this weekend because you're not going to take him in Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. And Nashville wouldn't be a place you would take him. You know what I mean? I don't know what I don't know if Evan Ferry's back or not, but you would probably know, Steve, maybe. But I would probably still stay away from him just if he is coming back for this race. So.
He's not, no.
Okay.
Well, so can I interest you guys in a Ecuadorian rider who's made three out of the last four mains?
No.
He's a little
possibly.
He's a little loose, but he's.
I mean, are we talking if we're talking about who you think he is? He's from Chile, not Ecuador.
Oh. Yeah, right. He's not Ecuadorian.
I thought he was Ecuadorian.
He's from Chile.
Can I interest you in a Chilean?
Possibly.
Three out of the last four mains. Maybe we figured it out. Maybe we smoothed it out.
Is it Jeremy Israel?
No, definitely didn't figure anything out, smooth anything out. Don't say that.
Okay.
That's not true.
Well, he's riding
better. But I'm still interested.
Yeah, he's on my team. I just talked about him. I mean, I love him. I think he's a great pick.
Ryder Floyd's made two in a row, too. Ryder seems to be riding better.
Yeah, but that's a tough one, man. He does not qualify good. Like, I mean, he is going to be 28th in times. So that's just tough.
The level of out for me on Hardy is just incalculable. Yeah, it really is.
Wow, you don't like points, JT? You don't like going for a fun ride?
I don't want the ride. No, I don't. I don't. I'm likely not tall enough for the ride anyway.
You know who could be a good pick is the Arena Cross kids, Isaiah Clark, Michael Hicks. You know, they've been racing all year. they could be good picks.
What happened to Clark? He made two in a row, and then I picked him for Indy, and it was not good.
You didn't pick him for Indy. He's a Triple Crown. Yeah. You didn't pick him there.
I picked him somewhere.
I talked about him, and then he was not good. I was like,
picked him at Daytona after the night after he raced a arena cross.
He got 17th at Daytona, though.
Yeah, it wasn't Daytona because he'd made two in a row and he's riding really well.
Yeah, and then so there was Birmingham was the only other one, and then Indy. That's okay. Triple Crown. So was he even at Birmingham?
Steve doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm looking at his team right now. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Big Isaiah Clark guy.
Trevor Culp is
Call up, yeah.
Call up. He was really good. Remember we picked him at the first race, Detroit, I think?
We wanted to, but I wimped out. But he's like Tyler Bowers' protege. Yeah. And dude, he was impressed me at Detroit. But then I think he got hurt, and I don't know that what we saw at Detroit is real. Because remember the first turn pileup at Detroit?
I thought he did good in Detroit.
Yeah, he did. He got 11th in Detroit. But again, there was a first turn pileup. And then the next main event we saw him in was Indianapolis, and he was 18th. So I don't know.
I wonder if Lorenzo's back for this one. He got hurt at Daytona there.
He got 11. He got 50 points in Detroit. He was on my team.
No, Lorenzo didn't make the main.
No, Trevor.
Yeah.
50 points.
Jeremy Hahn's been on 450s lately, right? Is he back down 250s? Is that just a West Coast thing?
I don't know. There's no entry list yet, but I do have him on my short list as someone to pick in the 250 class because I think he for sure goes in the main. He would be a bubble guy in Nashville most likely, but he's a 7. Where did his finishes go? He's rode one main event and he was 15th. So I don't know. Not a ton of upside either. This goes back to my point. Like you either have to take high risk or it just doesn't look that attractive of a team, like with not much upside. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Whoever said these handicaps doesn't know what they're doing. I don't like it.
I know.
Is the Hitman back?
Who's the Hitman?
Bret Hart?
Marcellisi. He got hurt.
Wilco Marcellisi.
It's been a little bit for him.
I saw him at...
Jeremy Martin's out, so there's a spot in the main.
He's been riding Marcellisi for sure.
St. Louis, I saw him.
Does Jet Reynolds race?
I was going to ask the same question. I know he's been riding a 450. He's been riding. I don't know if he's going to race, but I think if he races, I don't know. I don't know if you can pick him. He's never made a main event yet because he keeps getting hurt before he gets a chance to try.
He's never raced, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. He's only practiced as a professional. Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry.
Supercross.
Kilroy, if Kilroy races, I think you could look at him too. 14.
J-Mart is out for the series, too. Let's just let everybody know that. J-Mart?
Kilroy raced the Verb Moto World Mini, I believe, Dan. I think he did well, but again, he's a guy that's like doesn't qualify well in qualifying and struggles to make the main, but damn it, I want him on my team if he's in the main. But
has he made a main yet? I don't believe he's made a main this year. So
I don't think he has.
Right.
No.
So he didn't race the first round, but then he was in after that, and it's not been that good.
No, he has not. He's number 77, I think.
Yeah,
no main events.
So
I'm saving him for outdoors.
Paul, you have a Jaime's pick. Did Dan convince you or change your mind or no?
I will 100% take Dan's advice most likely, but the problem is I don't know who to put on my team in front of Chance on a Wednesday. Like I need to see timed qualifying, I think, to be able to take him off because on a Wednesday he's one of the best four picks on the board, I think.
100%. And I mean, we don't even know if Hicks and Bitterman and Clark and these guys are even racing.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I for the fans and for the listeners, I'm sorry, but it's going to be, it's either go in the Jaime's Swole range, right? With the zeros and the ones or the Romanos, but like, you know, Marshall Welton, I don't think a ton of value there. And then you're going to have to really hang it out and go like Linville and Boesflug and Brighton Carroll, you know, Munoz, Marcellisi, that's the group you got to go.
You guys have at it. I'm out on all those guys.
All right. FFL, anybody? Dan?
I don't think so, man. This class has been the other class, East Coast, has been a lot of kitchen. This class, I mean, if you're going to pick one, I guess go Deegan, maybe.
Yeah, Deegan, Vial.
McAdoo. I mean, but there's a lot. McAdoo, Hammaker's got one. You know, it's tough. I don't think you really need to pick one here.
Okay. All right. Let's name our team. 100% lead pipe locks as well. Pulp 30. Code to save 100%. Hayden Deegan for me. Nick Romano, even though he's kind of let me down a little bit. I still think 13th or better for a factory star rider, like in this coast. Like, what? So I'll go Nick Romano. And then, honestly, yeah, the Chilean is fine. He has figured it out. He is
He figured it out. If we can go a weekend without him crashing, then maybe I'll get near that conversation.
His new normal
is a crash, so he's fine on
his
that.
His new normal's upside down, which is the same as the old normal.
I will pick Hardy Munoz, three out of the last four main events at a nine, and then Gage Linville, like Dan said. Gage, Ryder Floyd, a good pick, but Gage Linville, really solid this year. He's a 10. You know, you're not going to get a ton of points because he probably gets 15 to 20th, but I'll take it. Yep.
Will his bike break?
Was he had bike problems?
Well, he's on a team that I would be suspect of his bike breaking.
Okay. I'll take Gage Linville and my 100% lead pipe lock. Well, yeah, I gotta go Hardy now.
Damn, that was mine. You stole him from me.
You're making your walk Hardy Munoz.
Yeah. He's losing it.
Dan was too. He's a smart man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Dan. I know how Dan rolls.
Well, I got a new lock. I'm ready.
All right, go ahead, Dan. You're four in your lock, please.
Chance Hymus is my lock because the goal is to score the most points. Even though I'm strategizing to save him for Nashville, I still think he scores a lot of points this weekend. So that means,
Dan, that he's had some good weeks. Maybe we're going to see some improvement because I think we need some out of Chance. These results aren't good enough for a factory Honda rider, in my opinion.
Yeah, we haven't seen Chip. I mean, he's also only raced 8 races as a professional. So, I mean,
but we haven't got a top 5 yet.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying he's great, but he has had some good weeks on the bike. He's been good. And I mean, I think we do forget that he's only raced like, you know, 8 professional races. So, you know, it's not like he's been in the class forever. So I think he'll be better. I think he's 5th this weekend, 5th or better. That's what I think. So I think he gets a lot of points. He's my lock. But on my team, I have Hayden Deegan, Hardy. I think Hardy's a lock as well.
Thank you.
At a 9. And then I have two arena cross guys, which I'm not positive they're going to be there, but I do believe they are going there, is Michael Hicks and Isaiah Clark. Obviously, if they don't go, I wouldn't pick them. But I think with arena cross being done, they would be there.
All right. Paul?
I'm not going to pick Hardy just so JT doesn't hang up and leave. But at a 7 compared to Hardy's 9, I will take Jeremy Hand for now. Hopefully he rides this class. We don't even know yet. And then I do have Nick Romano and Chance Hymus, and Hayden Deeg is my all-star. But this is highly subject to change, all of these things, all these guys.
Well, we need your lock too, please.
Oh, my lock will be let's go Jeremy Hand.
Okay, fair enough. JT?
Hayden Deeg is my all-star. I like this setup for him. I like that he's going out and riding with other guys too. Went down the road with Roxon this week. I like that he's doing those things.
You think the other star guys get to go and ride with other people?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it. It's a very tight ship over there. Romano, Hymus at a 1. I respect what you guys are saying about the showdown thing. I hate all the other picks. So I'm just going to deal with that. I'm going to kick the can down the road and deal with the showdown when I get there. And then I have Trevor Collett on my team, and I don't know if that'll stay or not. I don't know much about him, to be honest. But, again, I don't like many of the picks. So my lock will be Romano.
All right, fair enough. Again, thanks to the folks at Fly Racing, 100% Motorsport.com, and Bet Online for sponsoring this show. 450 class, Foxborough. Paul, you have Adam, seen Cirillo picked. He's a 7. He's had some off weeks. His ankle is okay, I think. I don't think it's 100%, but I'm scared. So I'm tell me why you like that 7.
All the cat's out of the bag now with Adam, right? But this is a 7. I don't think in the history of his professional career he's had a higher handicap than 7. There's 2 MCR 450s that will not be out there this weekend. I don't think they go east of the Mississippi. So, like, I believe Adam Cincirillo could ride around with one hand and get 17th, in my opinion. So I got to pick him.
Sure, but,
pick him.
But the ankle was not good.
He doesn't need an ankle.
He can go one ankle and get 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an update on Hardy.
Oh, boy. Is he from Ecuador?
I asked how his week was. I was told, I know he rode, but I didn't pay attention to him. So I guess he did good because nothing scared the shit out of me this week.
How many falls?
No, he said he did nothing scared the shit out of this person. So
yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't fall.
Well, believe me, there would be a report if he fell from this person, because we talk about it in a group text.
Yeah, like, so, you know, so just smooth, steady Mike LaRocco type of week for Hardy.
Did Hardy pay you?
No, I he's made three of the last four mains.
Ask our source how Hardy was compared to Hayden Deegan when he came out.
If this is the same source, was this the same source that was very wrong about Tom Bial, Steve?
No.
No.
Okay. Because he was saying that Tom Bial wasn't good, and
no,
he wears an orange hat.
Okay, so Adam's ankle just scares me. That's not Adam's skill or anything else. Adam's ankle, like, that thing was nasty. He had a week off, sure, but
2 weeks. So 2 weeks. To, 2 weeks.
I'm
to
so out.
Yeah, I think I'm out too.
17th.
I'm gonna get some points then, boys.
I'm out.
17th, guys.
I just don't see. I mean, he would have to pull off and quit. And yeah, you're telling me he's going to go through the entire day, all the practices, a heat race, and then pull off and quit?
Or he just crashed his brains out like he did in Indy.
But that wasn't even his fault.
The Indy crash?
Yeah, the one when he ran into the back of Oldberg.
No.
He slipped out of a rut and did like the nastiest like body Gumby bend I've ever seen in my life.
But that's not when he did his ankle.
No. No, this is Indy, not St. Louis.
Oh, well, St. Louis is after Indy, so what? Why
or are Seattle? Right, Seattle, St. Louis, Seattle. I don't know. You said his ankle. I said he could just crash, which he did.
Yeah, yeah, but even when he crashes, okay. So which race did he crash, JT? Seattle.
Where was that crash, Steve? The nasty Indy? One that had the crazy photos.
Yeah, that was.
I think it was Indy.
It was for St. Louis. It was Indy. Yeah, it was Indy.
He got 15th at Indy.
Yeah, it was a triple crown.
Yeah, one leg and DNF the moto and still got 15th. We're fine, Paul.
Yeah. I'm out. Man. You guys do what you gotta do. Don't listen to me. I'm telling you what I'm doing.
I'm out too, but you guys told me not to pick Hunter. Don't pick Hunter. Broken shoulder. Why pick a guy who you know is injured? Blah blah blah. And I listened to you guys.
Hunter's trying to get top fives.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying, you got I was on Team Hunter and you guys
shaking hands and meeting kissing babies and stuff out there.
Whatever. I'm just saying. Your guys' advice is crappy.
It is not. Take that back.
Okay, so I don't like Adam.
All right, you want to make a bet?
Dan, you settle this. Adam, seen Cirillo debate.
Yeah, my lead pipe lock of the week.
Oh, okay.
There we go,
okay,
Dan. All right.
Yeah.
Who are these guys, Dan? Haters.
Adam, he's probably going to qualify fourth. Adam.
Okay, Paul, who else do you like? Non-All-Star.
Not a ton, but this guy has been improving quite a bit. He's coming off a sixth. He's a zero handicap. He has upside, and I think you can pick Justin Barcia. I like him right now.
Yep, I do too. Good. Yep.
Okay, we agree. I also like Hunter Lawrence. I don't know a ton about him, but if he's better.
You don't know a lot about Hunter Lawrence?
No, I don't.
24 years old, Australian, spent a lot of time in Europe, has a younger brother that has taken over the sport. Rides for a Honda HRC, sponsored by Alpine Stars. Has a wife that is also the sister of Arno Tonis. Her name is Cynthia. Father, Darren, has a younger brother, Tate.
I knew all these, so I guess I do know a lot about them.
Okay, yeah, you know a lot.
Okay.
He's had some good weeks. Honda obviously came and tested all last week and on the off week, and Hunter did the majority of the testing.
There we go. This is where I'm getting.
Yeah, I think it was. I think there was progress. I think there was a lot of progress. I still think he's 4-7. You know, he got a podium, but I still think those. I think Chase, Eli, you know, Coop, Jet are better, and I think he's in that next tier with Justin Cooper and those guys. That's where I put him.
Okay,
and I agree with all that. And at a minus one, I think that's a potential for fairly good amount of points.
Dan, has there been any French riders on a Honda sighting at all?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
I asked you guys. I got crickets, man.
He's got a knee injury. But yet he told everyone
wait,
he was sick.
No, lung infection.
I'm just asking if he's racing this weekend or not. I don't need to know his prognosis.
I have no clue if he's racing this weekend.
He's not racing this weekend.
Yes.
No, he's not.
We'll see you at Paula. Okay, that's where we're at.
If I had to guess, at Paula, he's going to be really good.
Thank you. We'll see at Paula.
That's what I would go with. And I think he's just, I think he'll be more prepared on motocross than anyone else.
Kyle Peters is hoping to race some supercrosses, but he needs the 14 to show up. So should I tell Kyle, hey, man, you might want to just go to the beach?
Yes.
Tell him that, yes.
Is it a lung? Is it a knee? What do we got?
No, he's sick, Steve. Remember? He's sick. But yet he DNF'd the race he was so sick he had to DNF the race.
This sport is such a fucking clown show sometimes, man. It is such a fucking clown show. Okay, all right, so don't look for the 14 to be there this weekend. But if he's showing up at any time soon, I like the 2. So just I like the 2.
You do?
Okay.
I don't.
Give him to me at Paula, though.
JT, can we go Justin Hill at a 9?
Sure. It hasn't gone real well, so don't expect the world from him. And definitely don't expect him to get out of the way if he gets lapped. But there could be some points there.
I guess he told Coop, I'm not moving. Like Coop's like, what? Huh? Okay.
Honesty. Is that really surprising? There's nothing. There's literally nothing you could say, and it would surprise me. Not with him. Nothing.
Okay.
What about Colt Nichols? He's had a rough couple weeks. I think he's due for a. Man, I have 2 betas on my team. Wow.
That's dangerous.
Yeah,
I have 2 betas and AC. That's crazy.
I like Benny. That's it. I haven't picked.
I have 1 beta, which is Benny.
Yeah, I like that 6. He's been riding really well lately.
Yeah,
he has. I mean,
Colt's got more time on the bike too. I think he'll be good.
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, no Vince Freese and Oldenburg, I would assume. So those are 2 guys.
Do you know if they're still warming up for World Supercross? Like, is that a thing?
I don't even know if World Supercross is a thing anymore. Is it still a thing?
That was my joke. Yep.
No, it's, yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna have a fall series, 450s only. We got a.
Oh sure, they've been saying a full series for 3 years now.
No, I said fall series.
Fall. Got it.
All right, Mitchell Harrison, Derek Drake, kind of.
Yeah, Mitchell Harrison. Talk to me about him. Is he gonna be there?
What happened with Drake?
I don't know what happened.
He was DNQ. How does he DNQ? He's fast.
St. Louis. I don't know what happened. Let me go look at something here.
Harlan? Is Harlan getting any better? He's a 16.
He hasn't even been close yet, man. He has not even been close yet.
His starts are atrocious.
God, he's number 23, guys. He was so good last year.
He was close in Indy. That's it.
Yeah, he got a 5th in Indy.
Yeah. Derek Drake was 23rd overall in combined qualifying at St. Louis. I don't know what happened in the LCQ, but obviously didn't get top 4.
I believe Brees is showing up. He's a 14.
He made it in Seattle. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, he made it in Seattle.
I like that,
Steve.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Brees is going all the way up here. Wow.
He has some help. One of our VIPs is helping him with some financial stuff, so he's got some support.
Okay. Anything else on non-All-Stars? I like Barsha, Bloss, and Brees. Bees. I like the Bees.
Is Anthony Bourdon or whatever racing?
No, I think he was a fill-in for Drake. So if Drake's back, he's
okay.
He's back at 250s. So
I think you can also look at Freddie Norin. I mean, he's at 12. I would assume he's going to be in the main event. So that's already automatic double. I think that's worth looking at.
My social media mentions are full of Baggett mentions. Is Baggett showing up?
No, Jesus.
Okay, all right. I'll tell those people.
He just went for a Sunday cruise with his kid on a stock bike.
And now all of a sudden he's racing.
I know.
He's going to challenge Jet for the outdoor title, I read.
I think it's a better chance we see him at Loretta's in plus 25.
It's a lot. Nichols I can't pick, but honestly, the 7, you look at Colt Nichols, right? But I don't know. What's his been results, Paul, this year in
15
Maine?
15 at St. Louis, DNQ at Seattle, 14 at Indy. 13 at Birmingham. Let me go back further.
So if he's in, he's better than, you know, he finishes.
Yeah, and you take out 2 of the MCR guys. I mean, I know you had Brees in, but I think Colt's 12 to 12, 14.
Seven handicap. I like that. I can't pick it. But.
Yeah, I like that. Malcolm Stewart, you could look at it as zero. There's still a little value there. He's been having some rough weeks, but he got seventh last week. So.
Yeah, you know, Steve, now that I'm sorry, JT, but when I look at it, Colt's only been in 3-man events.
He only started racing when he only missed two.
Yeah, games. So like 13th, 14th, missed Seattle, and then 15th. So like out of seven, yeah, he's improving. He'll be in the main event. I think it's, worth talking, worth looking at.
Okay. All-Stars, JT, I'll start with you. All-Stars 450s.
I like Eli Tomac.
Okay.
I think he's looks better, and I don't need him to win. Just top four. I'm good with that. Take him.
I'll take Jet Lawrence at a two. I think he could be top three. I'll take 25. I'll take the 25.
Yeah, there's something to not overthinking this. Like, I have Roczen picked because he's a four, right?
Why, though? Yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, yeah, Jet Lawrence, right? Like, yeah.
I mean, you go Jet, Eli, or Chase, in my opinion. One of those three.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's pretty
simple. You could go Coop too, but Coop's just a one. So I think you go Jet, Eli, or Chase.
All right. FFL, Dan?
I mean, if you want to pick one, you could pick Jet. I mean, Eli got some last week. I wouldn't pick. I mean, I don't know. Did he figure out starts or was it just a good track? I don't know. I don't think I'm picking one this week, but.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're right. I'll pick Jet. it just sucks because if somebody else gets it and they go with like an Eli or a Coop and they get so many more points, you lose. It's tough.
Okay, Dan, give us your four and your 100% lead pipe lock.
My lock is Adam's at AC. Give him to me out of seven. And then my four are AC, Jet Lawrence All-Star, Colt Nichols, and Benny Bloss.
All right, Paul.
Right now I have AC, Barcia, and Hunter Lawrence. I really will most likely put Brees on my team, but we'll do that later. Adam Cincirillo is my lead pipe lock, and Jet Lawrence is my All-Star.
JT?
My team is Eli Tomac, Benny Bloss, Justin Barcia, and I don't know why they say this, HK. Is that the H? Don't they say, Dan? Did that, or did they stop doing that? Wasn't that a thing? HK?
It's HJ. It's his middle initial.
HJ. Okay, yeah. I think they were trying to, like, make that a thing, and I haven't heard it for a while, so I'm going to try to bring it back.
Like J-Mac?
No. Yeah, I think it was.
That's all the family calls him, though. Like, mom, dad. Like,
I just heard it a lot for a minute, and then I haven't heard it, so.
Yeah, I mean, from the family side, that's all they still call him.
I'll take Hunter.
I think it's you being JT from your mom or something, you know?
Yeah, it's all good. I didn't mean to make fun of him. I just hadn't heard it in a while.
JT, I can't interest you in a Tie Master pool?
No. Maybe at Paul Raceway.
Okay. Yep.
I might have my Paula team picked already. Masterpool.
Yeah. Dylan. Masterpool.
Kilroy. I got my Paula team picked.
You're right.
Okay.
My lock. Hold on. Don't screw me here. Mm-hmm. I'll take my lock is Justin Hill.
All right. I'll go Boss, Barcia, Brees, and the Jet Kid. 100% lead pipe lock. Pulp 30, save that 100% will be Ryan Brees. He did it for me in Seattle. We needed Chiz to not Chiz, which is a rare moment. But he did it for me in Seattle, and he's going to do it for me again in Foxborough. Ryan Brees, 14 handicap. Let's do this, Ryan. Okay. All right. That's Pulp Fantasy Podcast for another week. Bet on check out the bet online, guys. Check the odds. It's under just go to pulpfantasy.com and click on the bet online link. That'll be the best way to access the odds.
That's the only way, I believe, to access the odds.
The only way.
To go through
our
website.
The only way. Yep. okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Fly Racing, 100% Motorsport, bet online. For Truman, Parabinos, JT.
Sorry, I'm going to update you guys. We're recording this on a Wednesday. Odds will be up first thing Thursday morning.
Okay.
Just an update for the players.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks for playing, everybody. Thank you to Yamaha for the motorcycles. We're going to give one away here with five more races to go. So lots to get into. Don't forget the LCQ tickets as well for the privateers. All right, boys. Thank you.
See you.